Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they highballed over the pass. Bulldog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now, Beaver, you are trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain. Mexico on I-40 like a Texas lizard on glass. 1,000 pedals was mashing the metal and bears was walking the grass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night, Big Benny improving our style. We could tell by the smell we was heading for hell and the devil was Dirty Lyle.
Tuesday night's edition on this Tuesday night, and I tell you what, it is getting cold out there. Got a nice storm coming in. A lot of news coming out about the truckers up there in Canada, and we'll be talking about that here in a little bit. Roger Russell, how you guys doing?
Oh, hanging in there, brother man. Yeah, it's supposed to get colder than hell here Thursday. Just bottom's supposed to drop out in rain, so we might get a little ice. I doubt if anything will stick, though, because it really hadn't been that cold here.
Right.
Just watching the world unravel, man, going, oh, shit.
Right. Well, I was just watching a news flash just now, and Canada has already proclaimed the truckers as the bad guys, saying they're doing a lawful protest because they are blocking the roads and this and that, and they're already starting to make forcible arrests up there and everything, too. And so, you know, but this thing is growing. I got Jonathan Alexander, who's going to be talking here in just a minute, and everything, but we are planning some things and stuff. But I tell you, it's, what did I tell you, Russell, 48 hours?
Well, I'd like to say something. I haven't talked to Virgil, but this is just my opinion. I'm going to tell you now, you want to shut down that border, shut down the border crossings and stuff like that. But Canadians, stay on the north side in Canada, American truckers, stay in America, because I'm telling you, if you cross that line and they arrest you, you're going to get charged with some kind of terrorism charge.
Yep, that's what I was saying just a while ago. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
We're doing okay. We're up here in North Texas. Going to deliver tomorrow and try and get back home before that bad weather hits.
Right. Well, I got Jonathan on standby and everything, but what have you been hearing as far as, you know, plans going in force? Because they're already getting ready for the truckers, man, from what I'm seeing.
Well, the thing is, okay, anytime you have right wing pulling together, same cause, the same agenda, you're going to have provocateurs that are going to show up and they're going to try and start trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And anything you do, you know, whether it's self-defense or not, you're going to be in the wrong. And, but there are a lot of American truckers who are crossing the border, Russell. They're crossing at Niagara Falls, and they're crossing up in Maine.
That's not a good, in your opinion, is that a good idea?
Well, no, it's not, but from the reports I'm getting, from the intel I'm getting, Canadian border enforcement and law enforcement, all right, I haven't heard of any arrests. There may be a few arrests, but the majority of the law enforcement throughout Canada is supporting this. They're not even checking the American trucks going across the border. They're
right.
Just flagging them across.
Yeah, I've been seeing that too. Also, too, I was watching one this morning where a couple of truckers broke through the barriers they had up there blockading them and everything. So,
it's not only that. It's not only that, Russell. You have Canadian farmers that are getting in on this. They're convoying with their tractors. Basically, they're just telling everybody enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
This is not just 100, 200 people, you know, pissing and moaning. It's thousands of people. I mean, You not only have trucks involved in this. People are stocking up their vehicles following the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds of cars and SUVs, RVs, they're following along with the trucks.
And this isn't just Canada and the United States, Virgil. This is worldwide that this is spreading.
You know. I mean, this is and Trudeau and the Canadian mounted police and law enforcement and even their military has just lost complete faith in Trudeau. I mean, he just disappeared. He just ran like a spotted-ass ape and disappeared.
And you know what's funny about that, Virgil? The Simpsons predicted that.
I mean,
am I lying?
There are, from what I'm hearing is, this month, they're starting in, Utah, Iowa, all down I-80, they're going to Washington.
Right.
There's supposed to be something, they're getting coordinated for March 1st. Okay,
right.
The February one was a little too quick for me, but if things come together, which I'm hearing a lot that they are going to come together, and there's going to be some fall in, you know, after it starts. I'm going with them. I'm going
with
them. Let me finish, Joseph.
Go ahead.
I've already informed the company that of what I intend to do, and they're not happy about it, but I'm an independent contractor. It's my truck. I'm going to do what the hell I want with it.
Right.
At this particular time and situation, you know, it's not a buyer's market. It's a seller's market when it comes to these trucks. So
right.
They're just going to have to suck it up and take it.
Right. It's like, you know, we talked about too, you know, people are already starting to complain, oh my God, this is going to affect the stores. This is going to affect people's lives. Well, you know, what do you expect? when you piss off a lot of the people that's delivering your foods and everything, yeah, it's going to, you know, you think the store shelves are empty now?
Well, hey, Virgil, what exactly,
yeah.
I thought about this earlier today, brother, and I drew blank. What exactly do we get from Canada as far as freight and that kind of stuff goes?
Well, they manufacture John Deere tractor parts. A lot of John Deere tractor parts are manufactured in Canada. A lot of automobile parts are manufactured in Canada. There's also food commodities that we get out of Canada. And also the United States, we're the biggest supplier of petroleum production fluids, chemical-based fluids to Canada, such as drilling fluids. MI Sweco out of Broussard, Louisiana, they supply drilling fluids to them. My company's trying to get in on that contract too. And it's a lot of goods that Canada supplies to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and cattle, you know, we get beef from Canada. And you know, there's a lot of surprise. You know, there's not just Shania Twain and Pamela Anderson, Canadian bacon for your pizza, and maple syrup that comes out of Canada and Crown Royal, which Crown Royal
right.
is the best. But I can tell you this right now, Russell. See, these Canadian truck drivers, the majority of truck drivers in the United States are men. In Canada, you're looking at maybe 60-40, 50-50 with male-female drivers.
Okay.
I mean, you got some of these little ladies that can handle these rigs pretty good, and they have families, and they're just fed up. Everybody I've talked to on the sites, they're just fed up. They're fed up with this.
Let me ask you something, Virgil. And it's a little bit off topic, but not really. I was traveling to a job site, had the radio on, news came on, and are they seriously going to let 18-year-olds drive 18-wheelers?
Yes. Yes, because of the so-called shortage, which if you go to any truck stop between 5 o'clock in the afternoon and 5 o'clock in the morning, you can't find a parking space. You cannot find a parking space at the rest areas, especially when you get up close to Atlanta or close to the East Coast or in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Okay, yes, they are going to try this on a prototype program, they're calling it, but you have companies like Swift, J.B. Hunt, Schneider, Werner, CR England, that they're already starting to exploit this. And I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better be extra careful on those highways when these kids start driving, especially in bad weather, because you're going to see an increase in accidents. You are going to see an increase, you know, in not only just single truck accidents, flipping over, rolling over, things like that, but you're going to see a lot of rear-end collisions. A lot of rear-end collisions with vehicles. And it's going to be bad on us, Russell. It's going to be bad on people like me because it's going to make my insurance rates go high as the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to be, you know, anybody. I could teach anybody to get this fully loaded tanker truck up to 70 miles an hour down I-10, I-49, I-40, I-80. You know, I mean, it's nothing to do. But when it comes time to stop this big son of a bitch, that's a whole different ball game.
Or backing up.
And you don't have all well. That's going to be another problem, too. That's why I've started, I don't back in to the parking spots at the truck stops anymore. I go in head first, nose in. That way, when they pull out with those trailers and they forget that those axles, trailer tandems are pushed all the way to the front as far as they can go, and they swing that big ass end out, they're going to hit this company trailer. They're not going to hit my truck.
Mm-hmm. That's the way my dad used to do it. I suck at backing up. I really do. You know,
I'm not bragging. I don't back up to loading docks. I have to go inside chemical plants. And let me tell you what. If you ever been to Phillips 66 down in Belle Chasse, Louisiana. You know, you got these guys that buy these big extended hood Peterbilts, and they want to look cool going down the road. Well, go in Phillips 66 with a tanker truck with one of them long nose son bitches. It'll separate the men from the boys.
Right. So, when I first started, my dad was teaching me. Man, let me tell you, even to this day, I still can't back up.
But the thing is, people, it's not only the COVID, the clot shot passports. It's not only that. It's these high fuel prices, you know, and it's just the harassment of using truckers as a cash cow. And I hate to say this, but Texas is one of the worst places in the world you can drive a truck through. They will rape your ass
for anything. From what I heard.
And
well, you ain't got to be a trucker. They do that to everybody, man. I bet you I've passed 15, 20 people every day that are pulling over on Houston streets, highways, and tollways, at least.
Well, Russell, have you ever gotten a ticket for having low windshield wiper fluid in your truck?
No.
We get tickets for that. If a Texas heavy vehicle enforcement passes by a truck stop and you are parked on your 10-hour break and he sees a mud flap missing off your truck or trailer, he's going to pull in that truck stop and write you a ticket.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
Of course. You know? I think they stay awake at night, spending away to steal more money from us. And we talked about this 4 or 5 years ago, I think. Maybe it wasn't that long, but somewhere in that general vicinity. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, all these illegals they're allowing to come over the border, there is a reason for that, and it's not for voting. It's not for anything other than the fact that they are your replacements.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Johnson's on now.
White, freedom-loving white constitutionalist, and you're a bad guy, and they're gonna eliminate us, whether they do it one by one or. Pull some huge psyop, but it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. You better pick a side.
Yep.
Oh, well, yes. Johnson, yes. Go ahead.
Well, Johnson's on standby now to give us some updates on the border and everything, because we got some people up there now and everything.
Well, bring him on.
Hey, Johnson, how you doing, brother? Welcome back on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back on the show, guys. So, first of all, I want to discuss the Utah Freedom Convoy that's coming up. It'll start this Friday, February 5th. That's going to be held at 10 a.m. If people haven't seen that posted on the site, the address for the get-together is going to be 3869 West 5400, and that's South Taylorsville, Utah. And they're asking for people to bring gas, gift cards for all the truckers. A lot of the churches actually sponsoring the truckers, giving them a place to sleep for the ones that don't have a sleeper. So a lot of good things happening here. So regarding the border issues that we have down there, as we kind of discussed last night, we've got a lot of illegals crossing the border. Most of these are men of fighting age, something to be very concerned about. They're being transported right from the border on the buses. A lot of them are being transported on buses across the United States. The others are actually being flown out to different states around the United States. It's a major issue, guys, and this mm-hmm. is going to be an ongoing issue until we get this matter resolved. And the only way we're going to stop it is by having extra help down there on the border as well. So
right
now there's a lot of militia units around the country down on the border. We also have Border Patrol that's happy to work with us down there. So there's just a lot of good things happening right now. As far as what you just got done making a statement on the other guy on the talk show here, I agree with you about the border, about the illegals crossing over, but at the same time, a lot of it has to do with voting, and it really does. So I know California and several other states are trying to pass a law where these illegals have rights to vote. So, I mean, things are getting tense all over this country. There's a lot of people getting pretty pissed off about everything. And, all I have to say about this trucker strike is it's about damn time.
Yep.
So I'd like to see things happen in a positive way. And I think by how things are happening right now, can go in a good way. Hopefully law enforcement does not try to intervene. So at this point,
they already are. Right.
And but a lot of you truckers are going to continue on with this.
Right. Well, they already are, and stuff. I know there are some sites that I've seen that was up, and Facebook has already taken those sites down and marking them, you know, as terrorist activities and everything and stuff, too, for this event that's coming up and everything. But me and Jonathan was talking earlier, and I am going to work on something special for these truckers and everything. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a special commercial to have this put out there and everybody can share it, to advertise this out there and everything. But, you know, it's just that we knew this. We knew the government was going to pull this stunt. And look what they're doing up there in Canada right now with the truckers there, you know, and everything, too. So they're going to be prepared. They're going to, like you said, there's going to be instigators that's going to be provoking all this stuff to make us look bad.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're going to have to use your head. You're going to have to use your heads with this, because they're going to do everything they can. You know, they're going to jump out in front of the trucks, and they're going to say you hit them, and they're going to want to sue you and everything else. You know, it's going to be an entirely defensive driving thing throughout the United States if this happens. And once you get to Washington, oh, you're really going to see the harassment. You are really going to see harassment.
Well, this convoy is starting up in Utah. It's very important that all patriots, people that can attend, this isn't just for truck drivers. This is for people that want to get together and support
what
these truck drivers.
What is the route? We need to know the route. Is the route I-80?
That's actually Interstate 15. It takes you right in there.
Okay, but are they going to go down to the main route, to the main routes of I-80? Are they going to take I-80?
I will keep you posted as I get the updates on it.
Because I'm going to tell you what, Russell, if you have never been there, Joseph, if you have never been there, anybody who has never been there, largest truck stop in the United States, Iowa 80 truck stop. They have a truck museum in there that will make your jaw drop to the ground. You're going to see trucks that you never thought existed before. It's a great place to go. I brought my wife several times to it. We took photographs of the custom pizza in there. They have some nice trucks, nice people in there. And if you're one of these type of guys that just love chrome on your trucks, well, you better leave your credit card at the house, because you're going bankruptcy at that damn
thing. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've been there. I've been there with my dad. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. I just snapped. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. But we're leaving credit cards at home.
This truck stop here, man. I mean, they have everything for everything at this truck stop. I mean, it's great. It's like going into a casino. I mean, look at that. You know, I mean, it's a great truck stop. Good food. Lots of parking, you know, and they've got a nice mom and pop restaurant across the street. Gets a lot of trucker business. It's called Mom's Kitchen, and they serve a pretty good breakfast over there. I've eaten there several times. Nice people,
I haven't heard anybody mention it yet, but I'm going to be down there over in Utah for this event. Me and William has discussed it. We're going to try to put, try to have live coverage for everybody to see it. So I will be there myself personally over in Taylorsville, Utah, and we'll be broadcasting this clean around the United States.
Well, the one in Utah, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make that one. But if they coordinate and get the one started in March, I am going to make that one, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
So I'll be pulling out of the Mojave Desert here on Thursday. I'll probably drive pretty much nonstop to get down there in time. So I know there's, from what I understand, there's some bad weather between here and there right now. But
it's coming. It's coming. You better kind of hold off a little bit till Friday. You know, I think a lot of these trucks are going to hold off too.
Yep.
They're not going to want to get out there on the ice and snow bobtailing. It's bad enough for the trailer out there, but the bobtailing in the ice and snow, that's a hell of a risk to take, brother.
Well, they're saying this ice storm. You think the 1978 ice storm was bad? This one's going to be the apocalypse, from what they're saying.
So, you know.
Well, from what I understand, there's already a whole lot of truckers already there. So, and I heard it's growing daily.
That's good.
Again,
that is beautiful.
Again, I'm going to caution everybody. You all need to stock up. If you have a stock with your food and everything, you might want to do it because we're being very serious about this. So you think the shelves are empty now?
Well, here in the Mojave Desert, just went back down to the store here, and a lot of these store shelves are already getting emptied.
Yep.
So I'll actually post it to your news broadcast station as well.
All right.
So I took some pictures. I took some pictures of a lot of the shelves in the stores.
You know, Russell asked about, you know, if it was true that they're going to let these 18-year-old rookies behind the wheel of these 80,000-pound monsters and let them cross state lines with them at 18. You know, and I was just talking with Tom here at the Petro right now. And while I was sitting down eating, me and a flatbed driver were talking. And, you know, 18-year-olds now, they can't put them phones down. So there's going to be a lot of driving and texting. There's going to be a lot of backing into trucks at truck stops. It's going to be fist fight city out here. Somebody's liable to get killed. Some of these guys, they sink very, very big money into these trucks. Mm-hmm. And to have some idiot back into them and tear a fender off or tear a bumper off or whatever, tends to get quite hairy out here.
Yep.
And, I mean, I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with it at all. At all.
Well,
because,
and I know a lot of your truck drivers are going to get pretty upset seeing these young rookies out there on the road that don't know what the hell they're doing as well. So.
Well, it's not only that, Jonathan. It's when they get to these terminals and they go to backing up, and they go to doing this, and they go to doing that. I mean, you know, it looks easy when we're driving these rigs down the road. It looks easy, but it's not as easy as you think. It's not as easy as you think. Okay, there is a spot in Utah. Okay, when I used to haul out to Potash Mines Road in Moab, Utah. Okay, there is a spot before you get there. It is a 9-degree downgrade for 2 miles. 2 miles.
Well, I've been on
okay,
it. I know.
Now, okay, you know where the cave where they got the store inside the cave in the mountain?
Yeah, that's all Treacherous Mountain side through there.
Okay, all right. Now, down at this two-mile run, there's a curve. And I mean not a smooth curve. I mean, it's like you're at an intersection taking a right turn. Okay, that's the only way you can go. And if you're 80,000 pounds and you're going down that grade on that road and you let your truck get over 15 miles an hour, you're a dead man. Because you're not going to stop. You're a dead man.
Yeah. Yeah, you just done screwed yourself and anybody around you.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to mention, Virgil, those brakes are going to be on fire too coming down.
Well, they're on fire anyway. When I go down it, I used to use my trailer brakes, Jake brakes, and my truck brakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you watch your speedometer. You do not get over 15 miles an hour going down that thing. All right, I try to stay right at 12. Going down it. I mean, I have brought the truck to a dead stop. I've had traffic behind me blowing horns and everything. Hey, F you. I'm driving this bitch. Okay? And right when you make that turn, there's a rest area right there. You have to stop. You have to stop and let your brakes cool. I mean, I have actually got out and got up under the trailer just to see if I could do it, and I put a cigarette against the brake drum, and I lit a cigarette off of them.
Yeah.
That's how hot they get. That's how hot they get. And a lot of people don't realize this. You know, a lot of people say, oh, DeCalder, you don't know what happened in Colorado. You don't know. This could have happened. That could have happened. What happened was self-explanatory. He was speeding and he was tailgating.
Mm-hmm.
Self-explanatory. Self-explanatory. Because you don't realize how the braking system works on a truck. He said brake failure. I call bullshit. And I'm going to explain to everybody why it could not be brake failure. There's only two things that cause brake failure on a big rig. Poor maintenance, and not speeding, and high rate of speed.
Mm-hmm.
These trucks work on a reverse brake system than cars. You have to maintain a minimum of 60-pound PSI in your air tank. If any line ruptures and those tanks bleed down of air and they go below 60 pounds, the entire system locks the brake system up. The truck cannot move.
That's a fact.
The truck cannot move. It takes 100 pounds PSI to build up in the booster tank of the trailer to release the trailer brakes. Now, once that 100 pounds is built up, if it falls under 60 pounds, it's going to lock the brakes up. It's
mm-hmm.
going to stop the truck. You're going to twist your drive shaft. As far as that son of a bitch calling brake failure, he's a lying son of a bitch. He just tried to get out of trouble, and he played the system, and he got sympathy. They should have kept the sentence where it was at.
Those are facts. Those are facts.
So, William, what we'll go ahead and do, we'll get together tomorrow on this matter. We'll work on getting this live broadcasting from Utah as well. So I think it's important to get it out there to all the American people out there. And I just want everybody to get out there and show their support. So this is
all
a major
right.
event.
Russell's probably going to fall out of his chair when I say this. If we're gonna take this all the way to Washington, if we're gonna go the hog with this, okay, do not under any circumstances bring a firearm into Washington, D.C. If they catch you with it, you will not get put in jail, you will get put under the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, they're looking for any excuse
you know, this is not going to be a situation. If somebody does something stupid with a firearm, this is not going to be a Kyle Rittenhouse situation. Washington, D.C. is by far, it's our nation's capital, but it is the most persecutive part of the country when it comes to people with firearms.
Yep. And our paranoid as it is right now, so, you know.
Well, exactly. They're actually treating us, all those patriots as terrorists anyways. So some people do need to take a lot of precaution on this matter.
You know, and some people may say, well, okay, I won't bring a gun, but I'll just bring a baseball bat. Okay, if you're going to do that, please include a ball and a glove with that baseball bat. Because if you just get caught with the bat, and I'm telling you this because a lawyer, an assistant district attorney told me this. If you're caught with just a baseball bat, that shows intent that you intended to use it as a weapon. If you have a ball, a bat, and a glove with you, okay, shadow of doubt. They cannot prove what your intentions are. Okay? So to use your head, basically what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen out there, if you're going to participate in this and you're going to get out there, use your heads. Use your heads. Keep your heads on a swivel and watch for these provocateurs.
Yep. Because they got to see some Antifa in there and they got to see some FBI agents in there provoking it. There were some already. They were showing at the Trump rallies trying to provoke some stuff, and they got caught. You know,
yeah. you're gonna get rocks. You're gonna get rocks thrown at your truck. There's gonna be windows knocked out. There's gonna be dents and dings put in them because you know the establishment. They hire these punks. They give them $50, $100 a piece, and you know tell them to just do what they want, and if they get arrested, they'll bail them out of jail, which they've done in the past.
But yet, they call people like this terrorists.
Well, I mean, if you block highways, if you're Antifa, Black Lives Matter, you know, it's a peaceful protest. You got legitimate bitches because you've been oppressed all your life. Okay, yeah, right. Okay, yeah. All right. But if you do it for the right reasons, you want to make your own decisions with your health, with your life, with your career, with your families, and this, that, and the other. Oh no, we can't have that. We can't have that.
That's why it's so important to make sure we've got a lot of patriots out there supporting these truck drivers to help form a line to make sure these drivers are protected from groups like Antifa and all these other groups that want to try to intervene on this matter. So let's get out there. Let's get out there and give our truck drivers all the support we can give.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm going to call this shot, Russell. I'm going to call this shot right now. If these trucks reach Washington, if we reach Washington, how much
what
you want to bet that Creepy Joe and the Ho pull a disappearing act like Trudeau?
I can almost
they all will.
That's what they're going to do.
They all, well, from what I'm hearing, Virgil, you and I talked about this earlier, but from what I'm hearing, they're already getting nervous about this.
Well, it slipped out today, Russell. That the White House staff, they kind of went against the master's grain. He's kind of frowning down on his staff members now because they told him he needs to back up on this COVID agenda in the United States now. And that did not sit well with him. it did not sit with him at all well. So there's dissension in the ranks. It's causing dissension in the ranks. There's some ankle biting going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like with most totalitarian regimes, you know, you're going to have mutineers, and that's what I'm looking for. You're going to have a mutiny.
Yep.
I mean, I just watched a movie the other night. You know, true story. Mutiny on the Bounty.
That was a good movie.
You push people too far. You abuse people too much. You back a puppy in the corner, and you terrorize him and hurt him enough or whatever. Well, he's going to come out that corner one way or the other.
Oh yeah,
he's going to come out that corner.
Well, that's like I said earlier, guys. Even I was talking to Jonathan about this too. You know, it's like,
and
with us folks, Virgil, we're up here in the backwoods, so to speak. I'm in the desert, you know, wanting to mind my own business and everything. But when you start poking people like us, like you said, backing us in the corner, you're going to get every one of us to come out and start fighting. And look what's happening.
Well, I said it before. Russell and I have said this a thousand times. People are not going to start standing up till they start having things taken away from them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And what is it starting with now? Groceries. Food. You know, anytime Walmart has to put shoplifter alarms on ribeye steaks, something is wrong. Something's wrong.
Well, unless you're in California and you could walk away with $1,000 worth of meat.
No, it's got to be under $900. It's got to be $900 or less.
You know.
But,
you know.
Hey, William, are we going to have Carmelita on the show tonight?
Carmelita? Charo?
We should have. I'm going to have her on Thursday. I'm going to have her on probably Thursday.
Okay, I know she told me today she's going to try to make tonight's meeting.
Yeah, okay. Well, you see, Chiro, you know, I got to watch what I say. I don't want to put her business out in the street, but let's just say she's having some domestic issues concerning one of her siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a very polite situation. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, she told me about it. So yeah. that's a Puerto Rican you do not want to piss off, believe me. When that woman gets mad,
it's a situation. If she ever goes posting pictures of a backhoe or an excavator on Facebook that she just bought, well, you know, somebody's gonna have a bad day.
Yep. So don't be surprised. Don't just make sure you're out of range, man.
Well, I know her and her crew is going to try to make it down to Utah to be part of the live footage, help me do some of the live filming as well. So,
right.
So hopefully all this can come together.
It will, you know, and everything. I talked to Carmelita earlier. She told me basically that she's all for it. She's got, you know, she's got her cameras and everything if you need them and stuff. She'll be happy
right.
to do all that. You know, and everything too. So, but also, I'm getting word out there as well. But like I was saying earlier, I am working on something. I was talking to Jonathan about it, and we're going to fit it'll be like a commercial for YouTube and for the show, and everybody can share it. and stuff, and stuff. I already got my guy waiting on us to work on everything. So, Jonathan, send me some video clips if you can and stuff so that he can use it. And if you just want audio, we can do that, you know, and everything. But this, you guys are going to, this is just for the truckers and everything, you know, so to advertise everything that's going on. But I tell you, you know, we said when we got to this point what was going to happen, and here we are. We're to the point. You know,
it's gotten to the point where people are just sick and tired and fed up with the federal government on how things are being operated. They're sick and tired of the high fuel prices, sick of this crap of all the border crossings coming across the border. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nonstop, guys.
Even the kids are getting frustrated. Look what it's doing to the kids, to them.
Exactly. Right now, the American people have had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's you know, the kids know. You know, there's no plans being made. Mom and Dad's not making any plans to go to Disney World, you know, to go to the beach or go to this, go to that. Usually, you know, by this time, you know, the income tax Jackson Hewitt thing, H&R Block thing takes place. Mom and Dad start planning the summertime vacations and all that. Well, there is no planning for this.
Nope.
You know, that tax return is going to be ate up to pay bills and catch up on rent and everything else. And, you know, these kids, you know, they're missing out. They're missing out on a lot.
And yet, Virgil, they want them at 16 years old to vote. And they're trying to pass the law here in New Mexico for 16-year-olds to vote and everything. How pissed off do you think they are? Do you think they're actually going to vote Democrat?
Well, I mean, everything is backfiring on them. It's always backfired on them. The agenda they have had for the past 70 years, the same agenda, unsuccessful agenda, unsuccessful plan, okay, it's backfired on them numerous times. But they keep on making these promises. They keep on making this. And these dummies that vote for them, these idiots, they haven't caught on yet. You have people that haven't caught on yet. You know, they're advocating, get the shot, get the vaccine, get the shot, get the shot. I got the shot. You should get the shot. You know?
Wear your mask.
Just because you jump off of a bridge with a rope around your neck and you're ready with a pistol cocked to blow your brains out just before the rope tightens up, that's not my cup of tea, old chap. I like target shooting. I like shooting my guns. I like building guns. I like working on my boat. I like working on my truck. I get off into other little things, you know, to piss my wife off and things like this, you know. You do you, I'll do me. You know.
Oh, you mean like how you like to blow things up?
Well, I wasn't going to go there.
You know I'm not going to let you live that down, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. What he's talking about, Jonathan, is me and a buddy of mine that was in the sandbox in Afghanistan. He was the same as me. He was a combat engineer assigned to an EOD unit. And his name is Ricky Siraj, Sergeant Ricky Siraj, and he's from Plaquemine, Louisiana. He works on the Plaquemine Police Department now. And his crew, his rig, with seven guys in it, was hit by a suicide bomber. I can send you pictures of it. And he survived, and another one survived. They were the only two survivors out of the whole deal. The rest of them were blown up or burned to death. And I made this apparatus one New Year's Eve. And we went on top of the levees in Louisiana where we party at New Year's Eve. And me and Ricky lit this damn thing. And I knew what it was going to do, and Ricky knew what it was going to do, but everybody else didn't know what it was going to do. So when the thing went off, lights started coming on for a mile around out of people's houses and camps. And there were three helicopters circling around. They thought somebody's camp had blown up. So,
was that the one where it shook your garage up, brought Susan out?
Oh no, that's not the one. That was the one I tested out in front of the house and didn't tell her I was going to do it. And she had to basically take half a bottle of Xanax to calm down.
Well, that's definitely what you call 4th of July.
Right. But anyhow, yeah, we'll get together tomorrow and everything. Wow. And then we'll be back on air Thursday. It's almost getting close to that time.
Yeah.
And everything.
Well,
you see, Jonathan,
my motto is this. If it don't make a mushroom cloud, it ain't shit.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if you're going to do it right. Well, anyways, gentlemen, it was a pleasure being on the show tonight. Again, I'd love to see all the Patriots get out there to support these Utah drivers. And if anybody got dragged, it'd be greatly appreciated to see everybody there.
Right. Well, I hope to meet up with you. You know, I hope it gets bigger than Canada. I hope it gets five times bigger than Canada. And I hope it gets to the point where people just where they just, you know, do like they did in that country or Newfoundland or wherever it was, and start just dragging the politicians out of the office and throwing them in the dumpster.
Yep. Well, for anybody that's wanting to see out there, if they're on Facebook as well, they can tune into my channel on Jonathan Alexander. I'm right there on Facebook, Jonathan Townsend Alexander. They can look me up on Facebook. I'm going to be posting also a live video feed off of Facebook as well. So I just want the world to see it.
Okay. All righty.
And we'll definitely live broadcast it over to the station here as well. And I think everybody in America needs to see what's going on.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jonathan and Russell and Joseph, if we could get Jeanette Finnicum involved in this, and we could get Marjorie involved in this, and Candace Owens, and especially my boy down there in Texas, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. I tell you what, Alan can rally the troops, brother. Alan West can rally the troops.
Well, let's definitely rally the troops and get some support down there. So I know they're going to need it.
Right, exactly. So anyway, we'll be back on Thursday night and everything. Russell, you got anything you want to say before we shove off?
We're proud of you guys, Canada. Keep pushing forward. Don't give an inch, and we'll be on your heels here shortly.
That's right. And if you cross the border into the United States and you want to come join us, two words from me and Russell: Crown Royal. Crown Royal. Okay.
Right.
We can get Cohibas. We will trade you Cohibas for Crown Royal.
Right.
Okay.
Or Canadian bacon.
Well, the difference is, the thing is, Joseph, and Russell will tell you this, the Crown Royal that they get up in Canada is different than the Crown Royal that you have in the United States.
Oh, I know that.
Yes,
I know
way
that.
Different.
Yeah, it's
way
not that generic shit.
Right.
The Crown Royal down here in the United, if you compare the Crown Royal down here to the Crown Royal they can get in Canada, the Crown Royal down here is like making love in a canoe.
Right.
Fucking close to water.
The Crown Royal, if there's kind of almost close to moonshine in the way.
Yeah, if you don't have a set of balls, you'll have some after you drink some of their Crown Royal.
Right. So, but anyhow, we'll go ahead and close off. We'll be back here on Thursday night and everything, and we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, next 24 hours, we'll see. But I know we got this ice blizzard coming in and everything, and Ann called it the ice apocalypse. But, you know, we'll hopefully everybody is safe out there and keep warm. And check on your elderly out there. Make sure they're warm and safe, too, you know. During all this, but anyhow, guys, you be safe out there, Virgil, on the road. Russell, you be safe up there in Texas. Johnson, you too.
You got it.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. Excellent show tonight. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you, and I'll call you first thing in the morning.
All right.
I'm out of here.
Good. All right. Good night,
buddy.
Good night.
Good night,
Jesse, wherever you are.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big...